a little boo for tonight about a interesting thing that happened to me. It was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. So I have a few old laptops and bits and pieces of computer hardware and scanner and a monitor and cable, various things, which I wanted to give away. They were. You probably could have eBayed them, but the hassle involved, and you know how it is. Sometimes you just want to give them away. It's just too old, really. So my friend let me know about a charity called Computer Aid, which exists. And Computer Aid help disadvantaged people who really can't afford computers and, you know, who would qualify. They also run programs in Africa to give disadvantaged people and school children who, you know, obviously maybe haven't even seen computers before, computers. And I think they help sort of set up little servers and things, and they put computers in classrooms in, you know, countries which just don't have the resources to do that. So this sounded really good. I thought, you know, my laptop's old, but it'd be nice to see it in sort of put to some good use. And the thing is, I live in southwest London, which is one end of the Northern Line, and then you've got Arnest Grove, where Computer Aid is in London, which to get to is probably in the region of about an hour and a half. It depends how slow the lines are running. But it's a long way. And obviously, it's a big backpack and a big heavy suitcase full of computer stuff. There's a lot of computer stuff, just, you know, wires and things. So I rang Computer Aid up and said, hey, I've got this stuff I'd like to make. And they said, oh, that's fantastic. And I said, yes, the thing is, I am blind and I will need some help getting from the station to your office because I don't know where it is. And, you know, I didn't really feel like paying for a taxi. Which, you know, I'd have to go all the way like there. It took a very long time, and then have to pay sort of £10 for a taxi there and back. And then that's just silly. And I thought, anyway, you just like get someone to just walk me to the office. And she said, "Oh, we're not happy for you to carry that equipment yourself. You can't do it. You can't see." Well, I said, I was trying to be nice. I was like, you know, actually, I'm fine. I'm a big, strong guy, and you know, I can carry it. It's not a problem. Oh, no, we don't want you to. No, it's very bad. We're not happy with you carrying the equipment. And then they were a bit shirty. I was like, look, it's not really up to you what I carry around. I'm telling you I can bring it to your station. You just need to meet me. It's probably only, you know, 5-10 minutes. I just don't know where it is. And I'm not going to be able to use Navigon or whatever or GPS thing when I'm having a big suitcase of stuff and a cane in a bag. So they said, no, we can't do that. We haven't got enough staff. And I said, well, you've got at least two members of staff because I've spoken to one of them and I'm speaking to you now. So you clearly do have two members. And this woman said, well, you may think it's easy, but I'm telling you it's not easy. And I said, well, I'm sure it's easy just to get one woman to come out for, you know, 10 minutes and walk me. No, we can't do that. It's health and safety. But I'm carrying the case and I would walk to you myself if I could see. I just don't know where it is. No, we haven't got a driver. Why do you need a driver? We can't lift heavy boxes. But you're not lifting them. I'm lifting them. Health and safety, can't do it. But the thing is, I will be pulling the suitcase. I just need you to walk in front of me. You can stand away from me and make beeping noises if you want. I just need some help. No. I said, in the end, I said, look, either you take these or I'm going to give them to a friend of mine and he will put them on a free cycle and eBay them, whatever. And she hummed and hawed about, oh, I'm trying to think of options. There is no options. You either pick me up. At this point, I was like, I'm not going to bother even think about a taxi. They've been so unhelpful. And I thought to myself, you know, that could save a kid in Africa's life. That could change his or her education, and they don't want it. And they said, oh, we often encounter these problems of people trying to donate. You know, we can't pick them up. I thought, well, you often count them. Maybe you should have a system in place. Oh, yeah, they also suggested that I give them to a driver who would come collect them from my house. Fair enough. But they seemed to forget the fact that I would need to find boxes and pack all this stuff in, and they couldn't give me a date for the driver. So that was really useless. So I'm a little bit narked, to be honest. It's a charity, and I think it's just a bit poorly handled. And we have, my friend and I have tweeted about this, but yeah, it's kind of sad because we had the best intent, and they just acted really disorganised and stupid, frankly. They could easily have found time to do it, even if it had been, you know, someone in their lunch break meeting me. But they just, health and safety, and they couldn't do it. So, there you go, my rant for the evening.